my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I know you guys missed me on Hagman on Friday. He was taken off. I will be on this Friday, though. It looks like I'm probably going to be hosting the show. So we'll have a really good show lined up for Friday. And again, I encourage everybody to please continue to forward our show and get the truth and get the articles out there, as I continue to encourage everybody to do each week. And as we're seeing now, all these things occur. I've had a lot of people at Health Masters email me over the weekend. I've been trying to respond to everything this morning. It's been a very, very busy Monday of people kind of asking, what do you think about this? What do you think is going on with this? I've told you guys my opinion on a lot of stuff that's happening. I've also encouraged everybody to make sure you have continual backup reserves of anything you need, whether it be food buckets, whether it be meat buckets, whether it be organic buckets, whether it be beans and rice, whether it be cinnamon extract or whatever it may be for your overall health. Make sure you have a backup of it, because times are starting to change very rapidly. If everybody didn't realize that last week, everything happened very quickly. That's why here at Health Masters, we've been doing the best we can to stay on top of the shortages and supply line issues. And I've actually had a couple compliments over the last week of people thanking me and telling me how fast, you know, shipment times have been and so forth, which is nice, because we work really, really hard here at Health Masters to get everything out as fast as possible. And it's difficult sometimes when you're dealing with supply line shortages or transit times that are taking forever that are outside of our hands. So we do the best we can to mitigate those. So thank you again for the support of Health Masters. We had a great customer and listener. He actually came in on Friday, and he came in and bought 8 food buckets, brought his 2 sons with him. He was down from Sarasota. He didn't give me permission to use his name, so I'm not going to bring it up on the air. Really great guy. Had his 2 kids with him. Really, really sharp kids, well-behaved, homeschooled, super smart. And, you know, he's like, dude, I got to grab some food buckets. I said, well, he said, you and a lot of other people are doing it, man. I said, everybody that's wise right now is getting prepped for what we're starting to see. I said, because things are going to continue to go on. People get spooked. Things happen in the markets. Wars occur. This isn't the first time this has ever happened. And people realize that there's always ups and there's always downs. The biggest thing is when it's at the bottom, you got to make sure you're prepared from the beginning. When it's up, you got to enjoy it and basically, and, you know, live the best you can, but also be prepared for the drop. And that's what we're seeing right now, is a trough. And so, again, thank you for the support of Health Masters, and continue to please get the truth out there. There has been so much obfuscation over the weekend and the end of last week of what we saw with just downright lies on every single media platform. The one that I thought was almost comical was when I think it was Apple News and ABC started coming out and saying that Russia was shelling and mortaring and carpet bombing the nuclear power plant in Ukraine. And basically they caught it on fire because they shelled it so much. And as soon as I heard the story, I was like, that's a complete and total fabricated lie. There may have been a fire somewhere. There may have been basically a building that blew up around the area. I said, but Putin's maybe a thug, but he's not an idiot. Nobody starts carpet bombing a nuclear power plant that sits on your border and wants a Chernobyl 2.0 on steroids, because that nuclear power plant was much larger than Chernobyl. And then, of course, all of a sudden, they weren't actually directly bombing it. You know, they didn't do that. Well, actually, there was just a little fire they put out with a fire extinguisher, and they didn't do anything over there. Now, Russians basically come in now and said, we're not doing any of that. Why would we possibly do that? But the thing that makes me frustrated the most, as I have now looked and researched and read, and Ted sent me a bunch of stuff over the weekend too, of these FDA Pfizer documents that are getting released, and it is downright criminal. It's crazy to me to see how they immediately pushed the Ukraine narrative as soon as this information was about to get released. I mean, everything is being ignored. As you guys have heard, I've talked about on the show, the huge, huge data dump from the Pfizer clinical trial documents in response to the Freedom of Information Act requested by public health and medical professionals for transparency. The documents show that the company knew people were at risk for experiencing over 1,200 known side effects from the RNA injection. Not specific incidents. This was 1,200 different types of side effects that the shot caused in the clinical trials, and they completely and totally ignored it and approved it. There has never been a vaccine or pharmaceutical drug in recorded history that has had this bad of response in clinical trials that actually got brought to market. Never, not once. I mean, there's been stuff that's been horrible, and it came out. Nothing on this level. And then you have the documents that I brought to you guys last week, how the scientists revealed that the COVID injection actually enters the human liver cells, is converted into DNA, which this is what the CDC and fact checkers completely shut us down for on Instagram and all types of other platforms. That's complete and total lie. We fact checked that. This could never happen. But it did. And the research scientists in Sweden have proved that it does exactly what we said it did. Then you have the scientists who discovered the gene material that was patented by Moderna in 2016 is exactly like the spike protein in SARS-CoV-2. Oh, yeah. All these things now have all of a sudden randomly come to light just days before everybody's telling you to focus on Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. So, my friends, be awake, be vigilant. We're going to post a bunch of stuff on the website today with this research data that has come out now. And it's so far disturbing. I told Dad this yesterday. We were talking about it. I said, this is beyond negligence. This is beyond over-fast-tracking it. This is 100% criminal what they have now done to everybody. And not only did they bring something to market that was this dangerous and this deadly, they knew that it was this dangerous and this deadly, and then they tried to mandate and force people to get this shot against their will in order to function. Now you're starting to see Washington, D.C., a bunch of other cities are now dropping the COVID passport. Everybody, they're just slowly trying to put this whole thing back in the box and close the lid on it and pretend that nothing's happened, as you can watch right now. All across the country, they're kind of like, okay, we're going to just kind of ignore this now and pretend this never happened. And what they did, what we did for the last 2 years just didn't happen. We're not going to forget, and I continue to encourage everybody, make sure your voice is heard on this topic, because I know so many people now, close people I know, that have gotten these injections and they're having chronic health problems now. People that were never sick before, never had health problems. Now that I saw an article the other day from a physician, and I don't know, I haven't been able to fact check this yet. This is a post that they put up, but I haven't been able to fully go in and truly fact check it. Not like what CNN does with their fake news, but it was basically a physician that was stating in order to clear any students for school activities such as like football and so forth, they had to basically do an EKG on them and do a full physical on them if they've had the injection. Because there is a massive problem, and this is not fake news, this is a fact. We have seen a massive problem with athletes all over the entire world now that have been dropping dead or having blatant heart attacks right in the middle of basically extremely, you know, rigorous exercises. This isn't common. 20 and 30-year-old healthy athletes that are extremely conditioned don't just fall down with a heart attack when they're playing soccer or football or freediving. That doesn't happen. Yet it's happening now all across the country. And now after you start looking at these documents and you see the over 1,200 known adverse side effects that showed up in the clinical trials, you start realizing very, very quickly this entire thing was a lie. They knew the shot, exactly what I said. They knew the shot was going to have these problems. They knew what the side effects were going to be, and they rolled it out anyways. And right when they basically got their hand caught in the cookie jar, they asked to have 75 years to release these documents so nobody would see them. And for some odd reason, and I don't know how that judge got through this with this injunction and got them to release this, it's very odd to me that this information got released, but it is not odd to me that they've done everything they can to try to suppress it and make sure nobody talks about it. Everybody is basically being told now, oh, we need to focus on Ukraine. I'm watching articles from retired veterans that were patriots. They're now saying, we're ready to deploy to Ukraine to support the Ukrainian people. Let us go. We need to get contracted over there. Now we're ready to go over there and fight the Russians in Ukraine. And I'm like, are you joking me? Were you ever a patriot? Where in the world were you for the last 2 years when people were being told they had to get an RNA injection in order to make money and feed their family? Where were you when everybody that had small businesses were told they had to shut down their company because it's science? And everything we were told about this was a lie, including the vaccine trials. And now some of these Patriot veterans want to go, we're going to Ukraine because we're going to go support Ukraine and fight for Ukraine. Get out of here with your double talk. Nobody believes any of this crap anymore. If you're about it, you're about freedom and you're about patriotism and you're about America. But don't tell me for one second you want to go fight in Ukraine against the Russians while you literally did nothing for 2 years and didn't speak up about what's happened. My friends, this is a war in our country right now. This entire thing that's going on in Ukraine is one single word, obfuscation. They want everybody to focus on that and completely ignore what they're doing in our country right now with a full-blown health attack, a medical attack, a lie from hell that they put on the American population, and now they're telling us to ignore it and pretend that we're really concerned about a country that has 15 bioweapon labs that are funded by the DOD that got scrubbed offline a week ago in a country that's smaller than Texas. Yeah, we talked about that as well if you want to read up more on it. Please, my friends, keep your eyes awake about what's really going and continue to get the truth out there. Stay sharp, stay positive, and continue to spread the truth. What do you think, Dad?
Great opening, Austin. And my thing to the veterans who want to go fight in Ukraine, number one, do your research. And you need to understand something. I know you're a trained soldier. I know you're probably a combat veteran. I know that you've been trained in the art of war. I got that. And I understand that that is your forte and that is your basically your job that you had in the military. But guys, you know, here's the thing. When the only tool you have in your pouch as far as your ability to do anything is a hammer, then everything turns into a nail. Don't do that. Realize that everything's not a nail. And you have to have different ways of approaching different types of, how should you say, problems in the world. You can't just start beating on everything and killing everybody. I mean, this is not Putin's deal here. This is not what's going on here. This is all a lot bigger than that. The military now is still forcing the soldiers to learn proper pronouns. Right now, in spite of all the stuff that's going on, proper pronouns. And Austin's right. Where's the press on the largest truck convoy, largest vehicle convoy, like in the history of the world around Washington, D.C. right now? Where's the press? I haven't heard one alt-media station talk about this. We're talking about it right now. Where is it? Why isn't it on Drudge? Well, they're not going to talk about that because they're Kabbalist-owned. Why isn't it under Newsmax? They're not going to talk about it. They're Kabbalist-owned. Well, why is it under ABC? Well, you already know ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN. They're all owned by the same group. Nobody's talking about what happened right now in what's happening right now in Washington, D.C. You know, no one's talking about the Pfizer data, not Drudge, nobody. Nobody. Almost no alt news right now is talking about the Pfizer data that was released just this past weekend. Nobody. Nobody's talking about COVID, the disease that was a bioweapon that was released. Nobody. Nobody. They don't want to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about any of this stuff that's really happening right now. They want to talk about the Ukraine. They want to talk about fuel prices. They don't want to talk about the millions who are dead now from being injected with this bioweapon that they put into everybody and the hundreds of millions that are sick globally because of this. You know, we want to talk about fuel prices or food prices, which is important right now. But, you know, they're promoting potassium iodine supplements. They're saying you got to get stock up. I've told you guys for years to keep potassium iodine in your home. And hopefully you've done that in case there is a nuclear exchange, which I don't think there's going to be. But you need 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodide every day anyhow. You know, they're telling us Poland's going to send fighter jets to the Ukraine. And Russia says anybody who sends fighter jets to the Ukraine, they're declaring war on Russia, and we're going to attack that country. Then Poland comes out and says, we never said that. We're not planning on doing that. What's going on with you? And, of course, they took the other narrative, Russia Today, completely scrubbed. Can't find it anywhere in the United States, can't find it in England, can't find it in Europe anymore. They've taken them off the airways. Why? Because they don't want another narrative going out. They want to maintain the narrative of this war. And I'm not saying this war isn't real. And I'm not saying people aren't dying because they are. And I'm not saying that fuel prices aren't important. And I'm not saying that food prices aren't important because they affect all of us. I mean, we're all being affected by this right now. But this is the cult, the sex death cult that runs the world that's doing all of it. And Austin's 100% right. They don't want you to realize, God, I'm trying to say this without being crude, they don't want you to realize what they've done to you, how they've had their way with you. They don't want you to understand that. They don't want you to see what they've done by injecting mRNA kill shot into you. So many people in this country and around the world, they don't want to talk about it. Yesterday, I was over at the airport, and I was talking to a pilot who flies for Southwest, and we were getting along really well. And then I asked him about, had he taken the vaccine? And he got kind of quiet. And he said, well, yes, I took the vaccine. I said, okay. And I said, well, you know, there have been some side effects. Well, you know, that's not true. That's all fake news. You know what I did? I dropped it. And, of course, the conversation with him, he abruptly ended it. You don't want to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about what they've done or how they've done it. But listen to me, friends. Right now, more than anything else, we need hope. And our hope comes through Christ. Without Jesus, there is no hope. We see that right now. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. Another verse, Isaiah 40:31. But those who have hope in the Lord, they will renew the strength and they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. Psalm 121:7-8. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch you over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 11:28. Come to me. That means all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Guys, keep your hope in Christ. Now you understand, and I know you do because you've listened to the show for years. This is episode number 1701. Why I constantly talk about Jesus. Yes, he is the author, and he is the finisher, and he is the perfecter of our faith. And without Christ, we have absolutely no hope at all. You know, a couple years ago, back about 2021, 2020, speaking at the opening of the World Health Summit 2021, last November, the Bayer, which was basically founded as a Nazi organization underneath J.B. Varmint, President Stefan Ulrich admitted, were it not for the pandemic, the experimental injection may not have seen, would have seen an extremely high rejection rate. We were really taking that leap into drive innovation as a company. Bayer in cell and gene therapies, Ulrich said. Ultimately, the RNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy, Ulrich admitted. Listen to what he says. God, these people make me sick. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take a gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body? We probably would have had a 95% refusal rate. He said, adding, I think this pandemic has opened many people's eyes to innovation. Ulrich continued, our success over these 18 months forcing people to take the kill shot should embolden us to fully focus more closely on access, innovation, and collaboration to unleash health for all, especially as we enter on top of everything else. What an absolute sicko. Now, here's the problem, and Austin's right. You know, we had so much of this stuff being released now by Pfizer, and all of the poison they've done and the huge death rates that we've had all over the world that are finally coming to bear, and we're seeing them, that they had to do something. See, this whole Ukrainian thing's been brewing and festering now for about 7-8 years. It's been going on since, you know, 2014. It has been, you know, with the installed Nazi puppet government that the CIA put in. And so this has always been on a trigger point. They could release any of this anytime they wanted. Why did Putin, who basically has also pushed the kill shot in his country, suddenly decide to go to war in Ukraine right now in the middle of all this? I mean, think about that for a second. Why is it all happening right now as the cover story, so nobody's talking about any of the rest of this stuff? Here's some of the side effects of this shot that they knew from the research. Acute kidney injury. Acute flaccid mellitus, that's basically paralysis. Anti-sperm, which basically makes you, you know, sterile. Brainstem embolism, brainstem thrombosis, cardiac arrest, cardiac failure, cardiac ventricular thrombosis, cardiac shock, central nervous system vasculitis, neonatal death, deep vein thrombosis. Guys, this list goes on to 1,200 things. Epileptic psychosis, facial paralysis, fetal distress syndrome, Hashimoto's encephalopathy, hepatic vascular thrombosis, on and on and on in the study, they found all these different side effects, and they still pushed it. They said, we're going to go ahead and we're going to release it. How'd they do it? Under an experimental use authorization from the FDA. That way they all covered their bottoms. That's right. And can you think about it for a second, the pure evil of this. Now they've done, started giving it to children, right? Now they're trying to make it part of the shot schedule. They knew what this crap would do, these injections, which is the true bioweapon, by the way. They knew what it would do to children and to adults from the initial studies that Pfizer did, and they still pushed it for shot schedules for children who are as young as being newborn. That's what they're trying to go for, so they can completely reduce their liability exposure as they destroy a huge percentage of the planet. Guys, billions of people now, billions on this planet have been injected with this. A lot of these people are going to die. They've proven that now from the research, and it's sad to me. Make sure you take the N-acetylcysteine. Make sure you take the vitamin E. Make sure you take the HGH stimulate. Take everything you help can to help mitigate spike protein damage, and make sure you stay healthy. Everybody keep your O2 levels up. Take the HGH stimulate every day. Really, really important. There's an interesting article. I want to read through part of this. And it says, the Ukraine crisis, facts versus lies. And it says, an American Christian perspective. And this guy claims to be a Christian. And, you know, he says in the beginning, he goes, and all you guys who remember the old TV show Dragnet, remember it was Sergeant Joe Friday? And he said, just the facts, ma'am, because he didn't want to hear any of the lies. So here today, some of the facts that this guy is saying are true concerning what's happening with Russia and the Ukraine. The globalist empire, which is the Kabbalist, Luciferian, Anglo-American, Zionist empire, the New World Order, headquartered in the city of London with offices in Tel Aviv, Brussels, New York, and Washington, D.C., the empire's goal of world dominion over the decades of the last century has been achieved through both deception and force of arms. By the use of propaganda, disinformation, along with color revolutions, the empire has funded proxies used to destabilize nations they seek to topple and absorb. This is what is happening in Ukraine right now. This ginned-up crisis is not about the well-being of Ukraine, but is rather about the empire's attempt to chip away at Russia and isolate them since they're in a firewall to empire's goal of world of subjection. Also, I'm going to add to it, it's being released right now and being precipitated right now to cover up what they've done with the kill shot, which I mentioned earlier. So let's look at the empire's media lies and propaganda, and contrast it with the facts. Number one, Russia is an enemy of the West. That's not true. Since the Soviet Empire fell, with various satellite nations of the Eastern Bloc gained their independence, the present Russian Federation created in 1991 has done nothing to threaten the United States nor to compromise its borders. They have not planted military bases near the United States, nor have they posed any threat to our domestic economy. Yes, Russia is competing with the U.S. to provide natural gas to Europe, but they are doing so, in a capitalist free market manner. Their product is quicker and cheaper. Remember, it was Germany who asked Russia to build the Nord Stream 2. Number two, Vladimir Putin is basically a thug. This mantra is chanted ruthlessly by conservative commentators such as Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and Ben Shapiro. All of these guys are being controlled by mainstream media and the Rothschild banking cartel. I'll repeat them again. Bill O'Reilly, I wouldn't listen to anything any of them say. Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Ben Shapiro. Now, I know a lot of you guys like Glenn Beck. I don't trust him. I can't take his crying. I can't take the man crying on the air all the time, acting like he's a little sissy boy. I can't stand it. Now, the only thing he ever did right that I know of was he was on Fox News, and he has the Glenn Beck Show, or whatever it was called. He started talking about the Federal Reserve Bank. When he did that, started talking about the Federal Reserve, he was off the air within a few weeks. Just thought I'd mention that. Other than that, he's complete and total, as far as I'm concerned, pansy. Now, some of you guys like him, good. Do whatever you want to do. That's how I feel. Putin is a European Russian. Out of a population of 144 million, fully 111 million live west of the Ural Mountains in the continent of Europe. In religion and culture, Putin is much more European than Asian, yet he is demonized by the West and is assailed with constant lies. He basically is an Orthodox Russian Christian. In Putin's last four presidential elections from 2000 to 2018, he had vote margins over his closest competitor of 23%, 58%, 46%, and 67%. His people love him. Putin was baptized as an infant in 1952 by his mother at an underground Orthodox church ceremony. He identifies himself as a Russian Orthodox Christian and often attends churches services on Sunday morning in Moscow. Is his faith genuine? That's between him and God. What matters most to the Russian people is Putin's unwavering support of the church. He is very close to and supportive of the Russian Orthodox Church and has been instrumental in renewing Russia's historic Symphonia relationship between the church and the state. We got to remember that. George Orwell's 1984 had its 2 minutes of hate where the people's minds were conditioned to oppose anything the ruling party wanted them to oppose. Putin is the empire's new Emmanuel Goldenstein. Number three, Ukraine is a sovereign country. Facts. This is one of the whopper lies. The fact that Ukraine is currently a vassal state of the Anglo-American Zionist Empire and its shadow government is being run out of the United States Embassy in Kiev, being led and orchestrated by Russian-phobe neocon American Victoria Nuland, who's also a Zionist, who serves as the Undersecretary of State. Any sovereignty Ukraine possessed disappeared when the U.S. State Department engineered a coup d'etat in 2014. The main narrative by the Empire, the American War Party, neocons, their support of conservative pundits is Ukraine is a sovereign country. It is not. It is a vassal state. Number four, Ukraine should be free to join NATO. Facts. This lie cannot be effectively understood without knowing the history of NATO and the dissolving of the Soviet Union in 91. Excuse me. NATO was created as a military alliance of the Western European countries, including Canada and the U.S. to counter FDR, Churchill, Truman's assistance, Stalin's invasion of southern Eastern European countries by 1948. Now remember, the whole Zionist group and the Masonic lodges, lackeys, FDR, Stalin, Roosevelt, and Woodrow Wilson, and also Truman, all these guys were being used by the Zionist globalist empire to create this new world order, all of them. They were all high-level Masonic lackeys, and they were all being used to bring the Russian dominance into Europe and to allow them to invade the countries they did in Eastern Europe. That's why General Patton said, he said, we have fought the wrong enemy. While we still have our troops in Europe, we need to rearm the German troops and have them go after Russia and stop this mess once and for all. He understood what communism was. This is a Kabbalist group of Luciferians that are being run through the international banking cartels that were basically taking over Europe one nation at a time under the guise of quote-unquote expansion of the USSR, fully approved by our country's, you know, FDR and Truman, who basically went to war with Russia as an ally, knowing what communism meant. It was all lies. It was all about bringing the state of Israel into existence. It started with World War One. With the Balfour Treaty, with the Balfour Letter, the Balfour Recommendation from Lord Rothschild. All of this stuff is obfuscation that they're doing to us on an ongoing basis to try to lie to everybody and make us believe the lie. Number five, Russia is the aggressor in the Ukrainian crisis. Another lie is a whopper. The U.S., which runs Ukraine, has placed the CIA operatives and numerous military advisors throughout Ukraine, along with offensive and defensive military weapons, supplying military equipment to border country is in itself an act of war. In response, Russia has had to build up its defenses in its own country near the Ukrainian border in Belarus. The empire in NATO, the empire being the Zionist, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Rothschild empire, and the NATO is moving toward Russia's front porch just miles from Moscow, yet Russia is the aggressor. Putin currently has stated that Russia has nowhere else to retreat. It is commonly said that the side which fires the first shot starts the war. This is not actually true. It's another neocon trick. It's the one who makes firing the first shot necessary who starts the war. The empire's endgame with Russia is to encircle, attack, destroy, and subjugate. Remember what FDR did to Japan to force them to attack Pearl Harbor. He had an 8-step process that was given to him by his cabinet, which would basically cut off the fuel supplies to Japan to ensure that the United States would enter into World War II by the Japanese attacking Pearl Harbor. It was all planned and orchestrated. It came out 50 years later after it was leased from the Freedom of Information Act. Listen to me, friends. This is the same group who did it then, and they're doing it again now. You know, it's crazy what happened with World War II when you really look at what happened. Read the book, The Bad War. Number six. This is another lie. The U.S. is in Ukraine to help the Ukrainian people. No, they're not. This claim is laughable. When the empire decapitates a nation and installs their own puppets and takes control of a country, that country ends up being plundered financially by being made dependent on their conquerors. Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. You saw that with Hunter Biden. It's number three in the world. Out of the hundreds of countries in the world, it's number three most corrupt. It is run by a completely and total oligarchy group of mafioso families, and according and our CIA. That's how Hunter Biden was able to get paid hundreds of millions, if not billions. Who knows how much money he got paid to basically do what he did as far as the nuclear deals and all the other things that he was involved with in the Ukraine. Why do you think he's being protected like he is? Why do you think the FBI won't do anything? All these groups at the highest levels are involved with all of this mess. We need to understand how corrupt, systemically corrupt we are right now in the United States at the highest levels, because these people have been compromised by Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, through Mossad, CIA, MI6. They've been blackmailed. That's how they've taken over. That's how we have this shadow government that's running everything. No invasion has already taken place since 2005 and 2014 by the Empire and NATO. The Empire, the invasion has already taken place. Let me repeat this. I put an extra word in there. The invasion has already taken place in Ukraine since 2005 and 2014 by the Empire and NATO. The Empire meaning this group of Kabbalist Luciferians. If the Russian military enters Ukrainian territory, it will be for purposes of liberation of the Ukrainian people from the present conquerors. And this is what we have right now. Now, we have to ask ourselves another question. This is the conclusion we have to have. You know, I read you this story, the scriptures on hope, because we have to have hope in Christ Jesus. That's critical. But listen to me, friends. When is the Christian church going to talk about this? The stuff I just talked to you about, which is all brought to us by the Zionist Schofield Reference Bible through Darby and Schofield, and the complete brainwashing of American Christianity. When are we going to get off this cult fantasy of having this World War III bringing in, how should I say, the end times and the opening of the seals of the Book of Revelation to destroy the entire planet, which is what they're trying to do and trying to force by the rebuilding of the Third Temple and the resurrection of their serpent god. God knows it's going to happen. He talked about it. But this is something these guys are planning on doing and destroying the planet to bring us underneath a quote-unquote new world, one world government based out of Tel Aviv, based out of Noahide laws, where all the financial districts answer directly to Tel Aviv, and they rule the entire planet through Zionism and through their Luciferian cabal network of mafioso groups that they control with the $1.5 trillion of heroin and fentanyl and who knows what else they're pushing all over the world through this 800, you know, military bases we have all over the world. We talked about this in depth last week with the C-130 transport planes that push this drugs and humans, by the way, human trafficking and child trafficking and organ trafficking and all the above trafficking being done with the aid of our military and United States Air Force working with the CIA. How corrupt does the United States have to get before we start realizing what we got ourselves involved with? Veterans, listen to me. You don't need to be in Ukraine. There's a high probability we're going to need you here. You don't need to be running to a foreign country to get into a war because everything's a nail and you're the hammer. Don't do that. Stay here in the United States. Everybody, force these alt media shows. You're starting to see it now. All the alt media shows that won't talk about the trucker convoy, who won't talk about the Pfizer data, who won't talk about the horrible death rates, the millions dead, and all they want to do is talk about fuel prices, food prices in Ukraine, and everything else has gone on the back burner, except for the fact that they want to talk about how our military is being taught how to use the proper pronouns now, and we are basically recruiting transgenders into the military. This is unbelievable. The vast majority of transgenders have a mental illness. They have a huge suicide rate. I mean, if you think about it, if you don't know if you're a boy or a girl, if you're both or whatever, it's going to be pretty debilitating from a mental standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, from a Christian standpoint, from just a survival standpoint. You don't know what you are. They're not suited for physical combat in a war zone, but yet we're spending all this money recruiting them. Guys, listen to me. Keep the news the news. We have people dying all over now from heart-related and cardiovascular-related issues because they took a clot shot that we've talked to you guys about for years now, about everything they've done. Donald Trump listen to me, please. He started Operation Warp Speed. His daughter is a Kabbalist witch. His son-in-law had a good possibility, who still may be, the Antichrist. He's not who you think he is. Well, of course, you guys don't think that on our show, but for those of you who you're transferring this show to and letting them listen to it today, Biden is just a senile old man. And again, ask yourselves a question. What has happened to the United States in the past 70, 80 years? Are we better as a nation or are we worse than a nation? Are we being blessed or are we being cursed? We've killed almost 70 million babies through abortion. That's sacrificing them on the altars of Baal and Moloch and Asherah. But yet the leaders of this country, particularly the leaders in the pulpit, won't address the fact that all of these things that are happening around us gives us an indication of God's judgment on the people and on this country itself. Guys, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus, for he's our hope. He's our only hope. But don't let them fool you with all of these lies, and tell your pastor to wake up. If you've got a patriot pastor, congratulations. I'm happy for you. At least find one online who you can listen to. And remember something, guys. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It doesn't matter if fuel is $4 a gallon or $5 a gallon. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. I will hope and continue to pray that Jesus Christ continues to guide and lead us all to victory through him. Listen to me. We're only here for a little while. We're kind of just passing through. It's like Austin said at the beginning of the show. Enjoy the highs. Deal with the lows. Prepare for both. Live accordingly. But remember to keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Because, guys, he's the only answer we've had. 2,000 years ago, he changed the entire fractal timeline to accommodate where we are today and to have the United States here today. We can get our country back, but we've got to get these clowns out of office who are Kabbalist, Luciferian, high-level Masonic lackeys and put real Christians and real people back into power, and we can change all of this. Austin, what do you think, buddy? What's your next story?
That's exactly right. And you made a very valid comment. You said, you know, these patriots and these veterans that are, you know, wanting to go get involved in this because these guys are hardened warriors. Guys, we're probably going to need you back here. Just newsflash. Going and getting involved in basically a extracurricular war that has nothing to do with us isn't going to change anything. Trust me, there's plenty of stuff going on in Ukraine and Russia right now to keep everybody occupied over there. Not here in the United States, as far as we need everybody's support and strength and for people to be awake. And as we're seeing all these things unfold, and continue to be covered up and continue to try to obfuscate the truth of what's really happened now for the last 2 years, we're seeing more people really, really get vocal. This is why the mainstream media has become so censoring. This is why social media has become so censoring. This is what they've continued to do, is they want to make sure they completely cut the narrative. There's a high probability in the next week or so there's going to be some type of week or two, I've talked to numerous people, Ned, but it's very, very obvious where this is headed, is in order to keep the narrative going, if this Pfizer information keeps leaking out, they're going to try to do some type of false flag here in the United States. I believe that. I'm letting you know that right now. I told you guys months ago there was something brewing, because what's going on with people waking up to the vaccine, sure enough, they got this stunt going on. All they have to do is do an internet outage or a banking outage or a power outage or a cyber attack or shut down another pipeline like they did. If you guys remember the whole thing that happened with the South Pipeline when fuel shut down for a couple days and people were going and filling up garbage bags with trash, I mean, just asinine stuff. All they have to do is do one incident like that and say, hey, guys, this was Russia. They did a cyber attack on us. Russia, Russia, Russia's fault. Focus on this. And then everybody's going to talk about that in the media, and it'll hit home. Right now, they're playing the card overseas because it's an easy one to obfuscate and make up lies because there's really nobody there to call difference. There's not. Just like when they came up with the Turkish rebels, they're bombing the Kurds, they're invading them. Here's the video. We have on-the-ground footage. And it was the 2017 Knob Creek machine gun shootout at the shooting range in Kentucky, running miniguns and 50 cals and tracers at night. Yeah, that's how much these people lie. That's why I tell you all the time, and I don't say it sarcastically, you have to turn off the fake news. It's literally designed to do one thing, and that's feed you propaganda to change the way you think and how you perceive everything. And it's done very well. The Russian Ministry of Defense now has now claimed that the Ukrainian intelligence conspired with extremist militants to stage a false flag at a nuclear reactor in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, just what I talked about. Russia claims the fighters were the Ukrainian nationalists, worked with Ukrainian domestic security services, and rigging explosives to the small reactor at the Institute of Physics and Technology. The Russian ministry issued a statement saying that they plan to blow up the reactor and accuse the Russian armed forces of allegedly launching a missile attack on the experimental nuclear facility. The ministry further warned that such an attack would result in significant radioactive contamination of the area. The accusations come after Ukrainian government accused Russia of bombarding the city and claiming that at least one projectile struck the nuclear facility, just like I told you about. This is what they're going to keep doing, is feeding everybody lies. Oh, but what they're not going to bring up the mainstream media is that Ohio and Texas issued warnings on toxic chemicals found in the mail-in at-home COVID test kits. Yeah. I brought this up last week, but I'm just reminding everybody. Remember the 500 million test kits that had to go out to the entire country? Yeah, Ohio and Texas have now issued warnings. The toxic substance found in the at-home COVID test kits can be life-threatening upon exposure. Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center released a statement on Facebook last week warning of sodium azide poisoning, a chemical found in the test. They said, we first started getting exposure to these test kits around early November, and it's all ages. 50 million households have received some version of the test kits, although it's not clear how many contain sodium azide, which is used as a preservative and is a liquid reagent in several of the COVID testing kits. The Cincinnati Children's-Based Drug and Poison Center has logged in 38 cases of exposure already. Texas has also had numerous ones, where the West Texas Poison Center has also issued a warning. My friends, this is why I told everybody, don't play the whole COVID test game with these clowns. Don't play it. Just start opting out of this. I've seen so many people now be able to opt out of this COVID shot from work with religious exemptions. I helped a lot of people get through that. And they're still pushing it in some cases that I've heard. There's some places they're still pushing this, trying to force people to get this shot. And I'm like, how long are we going to keep up this charade? How long are we going to keep up this lie? It's like the Santa said the other day when he told those kids from USF. He's like, take off your mask. This is ridiculous. If you really want to wear it, wear it. But stop this COVID theater. This is what it's been for 2 years. While at the same time, people have been getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And I told y'all, the very beginning, I said, when not a single person on mainstream media came out and talked about how vitamin C and D3 are crucially important for the immune system, and how zinc and quercetin massively boosts the immune system to fight off a viral load, and that D3, the research shows, the higher level of D3 you have in your body, the less likely you can basically have a response from a viral load. All the research is there. It's been out for decades. It's very easy to find. We have it all up on our website. Not a single outlet brought any of that up. Basically told everybody to shelter in place and sit in your closet and shake and be scared and terrified. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. This whole thing is designed to keep everybody in a state of fear. That's why I told you, it doesn't matter what the fuel prices do. Granted, it's going to have massive effects on the economy. I'm not negating that. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, we know where our salvation comes from. We also know that there's always highs and lows to everything. I went through right in the middle of it. I mean, lost my butt on a ton of stuff in the middle of 2008, 2009. I graduated from college, my bachelor's degree, at the beginning of 2009. Literally was the worst time in history in the current year to basically graduate from college, 2009, beginning of 2009. Full meltdown on everything. Yeah, well, we got through it. We always do. The biggest thing is being prepared and looking forward on what's happening and seeing what you need to do to hedge your protection on it. That's the biggest thing you can always do, because a wise man sees calamity coming and he goes, okay, this is a problem. What am I going to do to evaluate it? How am I going to handle it? And then execute what you're planning on doing. A person that basically is easily manipulated says, oh my gosh, the mainstream media told me I need to be mad about Ukraine. You know what? I don't care. I'm taking up a contract. I'm grabbing my rifle. I'm going to Ukraine to fight Ukraine. Are you Ukrainian? Do you have family over there that you're basically trying to do a, you know, hot X fill out? No. Oh, have you ever been to Ukraine? No. Do you know anybody in Ukraine? No. Do you even know what's happening in Ukraine? No, but Russia's bad. Okay, all right. That's people that are easily manipulated. People that don't look at facts and logic and make a concrete, rational decision based on the facts. They let fear and emotion drive and dictate their actions and behavior. This is not a sign of a stable person. This is a sign of somebody that has been manipulated. And the mainstream media, sad as it is, has manipulated hundreds of millions of people in this country for years now. And it's funny. It's the same thing I told my buddy the other day. I said, isn't it funny how the media lied to us for 2 years about COVID? Vast majority of people even admit now that everything about COVID was a total lie, what they originally told us. Now those same people that called out the mainstream media are now basically riding Ukraine's coattails to try to get more clicks, more hits, and more likes, and more followers, and more traction on their algorithm. Oh, yeah. Isn't that how it happens a lot? As Dad brought it before, random people suddenly come on YouTube and they're talking about something. They get millions and millions of views off one single video, and YouTube never takes it down, never restricts it. And they're talking about a certain topic. People go, well, he's bringing this up. What all is he bringing up? He's not bringing up everything. Because if they are getting that type of coverage, the algorithms are pointing in their direction. When you start talking about the real truth and the bankers and the Federal Reserve and the Rothschild cartel and the drugs out of Afghanistan and the machine guns running to the Mexican drug cartel through ATF and burning 76 women and children alive in Waco and shooting Randy Weaver's wife in the face with a 308 by an FBI sniper. Now, when we start talking about those things, oh, whoa, 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 Austin, whoa. We're not going to bring that up. We're not going to talk about the fact that the vaccine showed in clinical trials to have over 1,200 known side effects in the Pfizer trials, and the FDA still approved it for emergency use. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to bring that up. That is just a no talking point, period. Ah, that's right. Then you find out exactly who somebody is. Figure out who you can't criticize. Figure out what you can't talk about, and you will find out very quickly who controls you and what the truth is. That is a fact, and you can look it up. What do you think, Ted?
Well, we've known for years and years that the truth will set you free. The Bible tells us that. The biggest problem is when you have a Kabbalah-controlled, cult-controlled, sex-death cult-controlled media, they don't tell you the truth. And then when you don't have the pastors telling you the truth, and I'm belaboring this, I understand. I know I'm being redundant, and you don't have the pastors telling you the truth from the pulpit, then the people, basically the sheeple, which most people are, by the way, sheeple, they don't want to listen, they don't want to change, they don't want to take stands, they don't want to be basically, they don't want to be a person who's in the middle of a conflict. I mean, nobody likes being in a fight. Nobody likes getting hit in the face. Nobody likes getting hit in the nose, and people try to avoid that. I mean, nobody wants to get hit in the face, none of us. But the reality is that sometimes you've got to step into the ring and you've got to say to people, no, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. No, this is not okay. No, I'm not going to allow these people to do this to me anymore. And no, I'm not going to be your punk. No, I'm not. How about that? I'm not. How about I'd rather sit here and die first before I allow you to punk me and be your Du-boy or to be your, forgive my language, biatch. I'd rather just say I'm not going to do it anymore. And see, and that's what we all have to stand and say, no more. When we realize that, you know, that Donald Trump and all the rest of these people are all part of this big global economic forum, and that Ivanka Trump was a young global leader at the World Economic Forum. Yeah, right. Ivanka Trump, she was an attendee and a graduate of the World Economic Forum, basically through Klaus Schwab, the hardcore Luciferian Kabbalist Satanist who's the spokesperson right now for the sex death cult. Ivanka Trump, she had served as an advisor to the president and head of the White House Office of Economic Initiatives and Entrepreneurship. In her role, she developed and advanced policies and initiatives to create opportunity for working families through workforce development. That's a lie. Skills training, etc. She's also focused on global women economic empowerment. Yeah, she's probably a hardcore leftist liberal lesbian who basically is married to try to make everybody think she's straight, kind of like Hillary Clinton, correct? Because she wants to improve access to capital markets and networks for women. Prior to her father's election as the 45th president of the United States, she oversaw development and acquisitions of the Trump Organization along her brothers Donald Jr. and Eric, And Ivanka led some of the company's largest and most complex transactions. Also, as an entrepreneur, she founded the lifestyle brand. She also graduated from Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. She's authored several books, and she was honored as a young global leader by the World Economic Forum in 2015. Do you really need to say anything more than that? She's a hardcore Shabbat Kabbalist Luciferian witch who practices from the Zohar, and she's been put in a position of power. And many people say that Donald Trump has capitulated to the New World Order, whether it's true or not, because I think he's also a high-level Mason, so that her family and his family and she and his grandchildren will have high-level positions in the New World Order. Whether that's true or not, who knows? Who really cares? I don't care about any of those people. But what I do realize is that we've got some serious, serious issues going on. Now, John Kennedy, who basically is up in Congress right now, he's dropped a bombshell, and he's just said that Biden has given Putin $18 billion via the IMF. That is not vetted. I'm going to have to do some more research on that one. But would that kind of tell you what's going on and how both sides are going after the middle again with all of this stuff? And this is what's happening everywhere. In fact, right now, COVID vaccine demand has fallen off precipitously after everybody knows it kills you if you get shot, you have a probability of dying. And now there's millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions of these shots left over that are basically being discarded as vaccine stockpiles are basically being thrown away because nobody wants the shot anymore. Guys, listen to me. Why in the world are we going to allow these guys to continue to build a narrative? Here's another article that said, LGBT campaigner is likening Christianity to the Holocaust. Wait a minute. Now, why are the pastors not outside saying something? This is a letter that was signed by thousands of Christian ministers and pastoral workers of the United Kingdom asking lawmakers to make sure that Christian prayer and preaching are not censored by any bans on so-called conversion therapy. It is as bad as the Holocaust. What? That's according to the LGBTQ campaigners who are warning in the United Kingdom and elsewhere around the world that they will tolerate no comment, no sermon, no prayer, no suggestion that their chosen alternative sexual lifestyle should or could be abandoned. Are you listening, friends? They're militant about this. That's why I've become so militant about it. The Christian Institute reported that Robert Mee of the LGBTQ Weirdos, promoting Out of the Bay organization, said the recent letter to the government officials was barbaric. Have we forgotten about the Holocaust and how the LGBTQ people were prosecuted and persecuted and killed? Is history repeating itself? Unbelievable. Now they're trying to say that if you say anything, remember Canada's already like this. You start talking against homosexuality, you start promoting scripture on homosexuality being bad, you can be arrested and taken away. So that means that they become a separate subset, that they can do anything they want, sodomize each other. And remember that one song that came out last year? We actually played a portion of it and we actually talked about it out of San Francisco, that group that was talking about how they were going to take your children and sodomize them. Austin and I did a whole show on that. But that's okay. They can do that. And they don't have to be arrested for that. They can rape your children, and they can talk about raping your children. That's all protected under First Amendment speech? I don't think so. We've got to stand against all of this stuff now because evil has always been evil, and we've always got to stand against it. We have to stay with the Word of God. We've got to stay with the Torah, the five first books of Levitical law. We've got to stay with the New Testament. We've got to stay with what the Word of God says on how we're supposed to live as Christians and continue to understand that if we glorify God, He will basically help us and protect us. We've got to stay firm in our Christian beliefs. Guys, I love you. Keep your hope up in Jesus, please. We're always trying to give you hope on this show and give you scriptures on hope and make you realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Stand firm in the faith. Pray like you've never prayed before. Prep like you've never prepped before. And remember, guys, we're all in this together. I'm your family. You're my family. And I thank you for the support. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
You're absolutely right. And that's, you know, what is part of being a Christian patriot and getting the truth out there is waking other people up and speaking the truth when you see it, going in and encouraging people when you can, trying to help other people out when you can. This is so important right now because as things start to change in whatever direction they go, it's important that we all are there to help support one another. We're not all going to have the same background, same belief, same ideas, same morals and ethics. Some things are going to be different. But as long as we're at least on the same page, in the same direction, that's the main thing that matters. I've seen too many people have major conflict over minor incidences and basically blow stuff off over just small, small things. And it happens. It takes two people to be in a relationship or whatever, you know, whoever you're dealing with. So, but it's so important right now as we're coming in to this changing time, the biggest thing we can do is be there for one another and encourage one another and help to promote truth, because the truth will set you free. It's very clear about that in the Bible and numerous, numerous other religions. Even if you don't, you're not reading that. Everything talks about being truthful, being honest, being open, getting the truth out there. It is crucial, because as soon as you start believing a lie, everything changes. Because then you don't know what direction you're going in. Once you figure out what's really happening, you figure out what's really going on, it's not difficult. And at that point, you help other people. So again, thank you for the support. Healthmasters.com if you need anything at all. Again, we have multiple specials on there. The Purple Sticks are on sale right now with the 3-pack special, the immune support kit, the vitamin C caps with antioxidants, that one product of the week. That's our vitamin C with the quercetin and the antioxidants with the bioflavonoids, probably one of the best vitamin C's on the market that we helped put together at the beginning of COVID to really make sure that you can stack that with D3 and zinc and have a huge, huge positive effect on the overall health of the immune system. So thank you again for staying strong, staying healthy, staying prepped, and getting the truth out there the best you possibly can. We appreciate it. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.